Proclamation number 6702 of 30th of November, 1956. God evaluates only the will. Innermost feeling. You humans determine the direction of the will yourselves, because your innermost thinking and wanting cannot be forcibly influenced from any side, even if you are forced to keep your thinking and wanting secret. And likewise you can be pointed out from the outside by good teachings to what you should do to live right before God. The commandments of love can be brought to you, which are to cause you to this right walk before God. But now again your innermost thinking and willing is decisive, although you also do justice to this love doctrine outwardly. Because only that will is evaluated, which you humans are to judge right. And so you can seemingly perform good works, but which lack the inner love urge, and then they are worthless before God. But you can also be prevented from working in love by external circumstances, and yet your thinking and wanting can apply to this working in love. And then God will again only look at and evaluate this good will, which you have directed right in all freedom. The inner urge to want to help proves this right will, which however is missing in all those who are still bound by God's opponent. But since in earthly life it is about the change of your will, which originally turned to the opponent, the motive of every action of man is of greatest importance, which direction of will it proves. For a good will and thinking from within is already the past test of will. The will has turned away from the opponent and towards God again. If God is acknowledged, this is not yet proof that the heart thinks as the mouth speaks. But the will turned towards God cannot help but also strive for a life in divine order, and therefore man will also feel the inner urge to love, and what he now does will be founded in this urge to love. And if man is prevented from carrying out his will, then this will nevertheless always remain turned towards God, and he will be justified by this will before God. Therefore, the will of man should be influenced in the most favorable way by good teachings, by proclaiming the gospel, so that man knows about the will of God, to which his will should now conform. But the determining factor is now only the attitude of man, the evaluation of the teachings and therefore the action according to these teachings, which always demand only love for God and for fellow men. And these deeds must be done out of inner drive. Then the will has been directed in the right direction, but not in compulsion. And so also deeds of love, which are demanded by pressure or promises, can be completely worthless, if the inner will to love is missing, so not the deed itself, but the will is decisive for the passing of the test of will of man on earth. What goes on inside a person is decisive, and only God himself can judge that, to whom all thoughts, all stirrings of the human heart are known. But therefore this will turned towards God is also the surest guarantee for man that he himself will be seized by God, who will never ever hand him over to his adversary. And even if he is often still in danger because the opponent does not want to give him up, God holds him, and he also reveals himself to him, so that man always professes God more and he strives for him as his highest aim. Amen.